fearlessly courageous articles. Yes, Lord, written and read by Dennis Piller. I woke up this morning and said, yes, Lord. Whatever you ask of me today, the answer is yes. Without a precise word for the day or directive, what does that mean? I thought about kindness and my interaction with my family and the people I might touch today. I thought of calm and restraint when frustrating situations arise like they typically do. I thought of the spirit of understanding and discernment as I navigate dark roads or personalities. Yes to what? There was the old saying, WWJD, what would Jesus do? It was pronounced a filter to consider our actions before putting our stamp on a matter. What would he do now? I thought that when I have that perspective at the beginning of my day, it must change things. Primarily, it changes me and my dynamic. I recognize I have the shield of faith to ward off every evil attempt to unhinge me or cause me to react rather than respond in love and understanding, forwarding wisdom to the situation, and always inviting the Holy Spirit into the conversation and its resolution. Yes, Lord, to whatever you ask of me today. But Lord, forgive me, but I fail too often. I believe that the call to understand and show kindness is ever before us. The call to respond versus defend is a constant battle as we navigate the hours before us. What would Jesus do? I believe he waited on God. He waited on the Father for his directive, for his insight, and for his words before he moved. I think that mantle is something we should carry everywhere, in every situation. Gentleness, kindness, understanding, love, being slow to anger and slow to speak. I think we should always be about loving our neighbors as ourselves. It really isn't so hard to understand when we stop to ask, what would Jesus do? Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, thy whole soul, and thy whole mind. And the second is like it, to love thy neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39. He condensed it all down to those. Love me, love them, love yourself. When we say yes to God, we say yes to all that he is. We say yes to becoming all that we can be for him. We say yes to be all that he created us to be, to live our purpose with him beside us, within our minds, and dear to our hearts. God does not want us to be afraid, but to be joyful and to seek him and his kingdom above all else. Matthew 6:33. When we say yes, then God gives his blessings in the yeses and nos of your day. Think about that for a minute. He blesses your decisions that are filtered through him. He blesses the thoughts that you've taken captive for him that we've been speaking about for a week in 2 Corinthians 10:5. God's promise when we say yes to him is to say yes to you. And when God says yes to you, who can say no to you? Romans 8:31. If God is for you, who can stand against you? God's promises are to be the light of our path every minute of every day. Psalm 119:105. Through every crucible and hiccup of the moment, when we say yes to God, God opens up the wisdom and the resources of a spirit world to us. The supernatural becomes natural in a way we assess the truth of a situation and not get caught up in its symptoms. We begin to see the real opponents, the spirit distortions, lies, and deceptions before us because you've chosen to say yes to God at the start of your day. Jesus helps you see what is really happening and breaks the veil of what it appears to be. Yes, the fear of God, the honoring of God, is the beginning of all wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. the beginning of peace and understanding far beyond what the word offers and what the world offers. Philippians 4:6. Yes becomes your spiritual filter to siphon your thoughts and actions. Not so that you can be the hero of the day, but so that you could show the glory of God through the words of your mouth and through your kind yet deliberate actions to glorify Him first in everything. I read recently a clear depiction of saying yes to God. The first and great commandment is to love God. The greatest test of life is obedience to God. We will prove them herein, says the Lord, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command. Abraham 3:25. The great task of life is to learn the will of the Lord and then say yes to Him. The greatest commandment of life is to love the Lord and taking His lead and saying yes to His callings. God bless you.